Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tolerance for the radical LGBTQ community is now waning because of individuals like this. Trans activist films himself harassing employees at a restaurant because they misgendered him by calling him sir. Now look, the cultural conservative or Christian or Republican is not your biggest concern now if you're a member of the LGBT community that just wants to live your life. Or live with your same-sex partner or whatever. Your biggest issue is now the pedophiles that are infiltrating different institutions to get access to kids. Your big issue is now this trans movement, because it's all going to fall on the shoulders of just innocent gay people that just want to live their lives. So that's what's going on now, and this is the entitlement that they believe they have activated, exhibited, and clip two.
Sir, I know you're not talking to me. Are you talking to me? What?
They say what they say.
Sir?
Is there a reason
you're calling me as sir?
A woman.
You're calling
not
me as
man.
Sir?
No, man.
Do I look like a sir?
Don't be with me. Well, you have multiple people talking that you're misgendering her.
You know what you're doing. You know exactly. You're on a public sidewalk. Don't touch my
Don't feed me.
Don't touch
don't
my
dude.
Don't be a disrespectful person. Don't be disrespectful. You're on a public street. No one was talking to you. You talked to me first. Learn from this. Learn from this.
You are, well, you tell us you're a f***. How about that?
Okay, thank you, guys. Oh, no.
What's the name of the restaurant? Hold on.
Like a 6'3" dude just pretending to be a woman.
Hi, is there a manager? Manager? Somebody? Someone then who's in charge?
The reason why this dude is filming everything. It's all about himself.
Who's working at your front?
It's all about making a spectacle.
You're a host. You're a host. So is there a manager? Somebody?
Hi.
Your host is an asshole. I'm walking past, he's calling me a man and a sir for no reason.
You are.
The guy in the front.
Your host.
I'm
the younger one.
No one was talking to me.
Now imagine.
He's sir.
You can shut down a restaurant because you lie about your gender.
You're a man. Why the f*** is he even talking to me? It's not your fault. I'm just kidding.
It's principle of the thing.
He's an ass. Screaming at me on the street.
Thank you.
He can't do that.
He said he could do whatever he wanted to, by the way.
No, he can't.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, thousands of people just watched that on my phone.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I'm pissed.
Yeah, do you think you'd want to go out to dinner with this deranged individual? So, it goes on.
This is the restaurant.
I'd go support that restaurant. How about that? How do you like that?
Right there.
Sorry, guys.
No, you didn't. You're an ass.
So here's what you have happening here, and this is a major element of the liberal left, but it's just exhibited here by these trans individuals. They're life losers. They've never accomplished anything in their life enough to get any legitimate influence or say or even power over anybody ever. So they steal it now with this trans LGBTQ pride stuff, and they go around and it just somehow gives them power. Like, I'm just powerful. I'm dominating you because I'm pretending to be a woman and you have to bow down. But imagine how dangerous it is where a dude can pretend to be a woman, walk into a store, a restaurant, a bakery, whatever, and just say, oh, you don't respect me as a woman. You misgendered me. I'm shutting this place down. Because that's obviously the goal. I mean, what in the hell type of world is that? You pretend to be something you're not, and then you shut a restaurant or a business down because they won't accept your lie? Yeah, this is why people are no longer supporting this crap.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWars.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're going to open up the phone lines. I still got some other big news. We also have Alex Jones coming up. Third hour is loaded. Folks, remember to support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Or how about, let me tell you about DrJonesNaturals.com. Everybody in the audience brushes their teeth. I'm hoping you brush your teeth. Hoping you use toothpaste. And my favorite toothpaste is at DrJonesNaturals.com, the Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste. I've tried every toothpaste. I mean, most people have tried a lot of different toothpastes. But specifically, I've tried all the fluoride-free toothpastes. Nothing compares to Dr. Jones Naturals toothpaste. There are multiple options, but my favorite is the Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste from Dr. Jones Naturals, on sale right now, 30% off. You're not going to find a better tube of toothpaste. I'm telling you, leaves your brush fresh, your teeth clean, and it doesn't have the fluoride, but it has the good stuff in there. And that's why Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste with Coral Calcium Carbonate is my favorite from DrJonesNaturals.com. Another way to support us right there. With things you need, like toothpaste, DrJonesNaturals.com. All right. Like I said, we've got a special report from Alex coming up later this hour. I do have some other news I want to get to as well, but I want to take phone calls this hour on a Friday. So I'm going to give out the number, and we're going to start putting some callers on the board, and we'll just kind of parse the calls in with some of this news. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, and let the call screener know your name, where you're from, the topic you're calling on, and we will get you up and on the air, 877-789-2539. I want to review the TikTok situation really quick. This is the TikTok CEO that they're trying to force to sell it, and I guess he was meeting with congressmen about this, and he exited the room. The media was out there, and he had this to say in clip one.
Yeah, so this is pre-planned. My trip to BC was pre-planned, and there's a lot of misinformation out there, and I intend to clarify it. You know, there's a lot of noise, but I haven't heard, you know, exactly what we've done this long. As you know, it's very disappointing for us that the bill passed in the House of Representatives. You know, we looked at it, this is a ban bill, you know, in this form, with this passed into law, this is a ban on the app in this country. It's going to impact 170 million Americans who use our app. It's going to impact 7 million small businesses, and I hope their voices are heard.
But lawmakers are saying that this is not a ban. It is spreading misinformation, sir.
It is a ban. And the TikTok CEO there says, well, I don't understand what we've done wrong. Well, you haven't done anything wrong. But the right groups don't control your company, and that's the problem. And the right groups aren't controlling the narrative, and that's the problem. And they don't even hide it. It's the ADL. It's Jonathan Greenblatt. It's the Jewish Federation of North America. They've been trying to get TikTok banned because the social media trends there are anti-Israel, specifically when it comes to coverage of the war in the Gaza Strip. So they don't like that, and they have to shut it down. But that's just, even that's not a fair analysis of this, because that's just kind of the starting point. That's just kind of the green light. The bill allows the government to decide what apps you can and can't access on your phone. So, yeah, the initiative pushing it now is the ADL and Jonathan Greenblatt that want to control the narrative there, and they want to get somebody that's friendly with them to get that stake in the company so that they can control the narrative and censor things and basically have the Elon Musk X moment when he goes and meets with Ben Shapiro and puts on the yarmulke and is told, you're going to ban speech we don't like here. It's going to be this. That's the green light kind of catalyst event. But it's really about banning any app. So eventually they will come for X. Eventually they will come for Rumble, just like they banned Parler, just like they banned InfoWars app. That's what they want. The government wants the power to ban apps. It's not enough because there's too much of a risk. If it's up to the private companies, it's too much of a risk because maybe not everybody in the private company is on board with what the government wants, like TikTok. If the government gets final say, then it doesn't matter. And that's the real danger here. So, yeah. But China and TikTok is really just the red herring and the distraction. The wick that's being lit to start this thing is, oh, well, we need to control the narrative on the war in the Gaza Strip. And we need to have someone friendly with the ADL to come in and get the control of the company. But it goes beyond that, where they'll ban X, they'll ban Rumble, they'll ban any app that they want. Now, Dan Crenshaw is owned by the Israel lobby, and he is truly a liar. And this is an incredible clip of him lying to the media after this meeting as well.
Access everything TikTok has, which means data on all Americans. And with data and with access to your, you know, app that you're addicted to, you can vastly manipulate an entire population, which Chinese have done.
All right. Are you worried that our intelligence agencies are doing the same thing domestically?
Am I worried that? I know that they're not.
They're not manipulating Americans? They're not controlling the flow of information?
Yeah. Did you have some evidence otherwise that you'd like to share?
I mean,
okay.
Before this,
any serious questions?
What an absolute piece of crap Dan Crenshaw has turned out to be.
An example of the U.S. intelligence agencies meddling in our information. What about before the 2020 election when 50 members came out and said the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation? Does that count?
No, because, I mean, they were retired.
They were retired, but the FBI had the laptop for over a year.
Nothing even close to what TikTok.
It's really a shame that Dan Crenshaw, who is I think he was an Ivy League school graduate, very accomplished military member. I mean, it's undeniable bona fides this guy has. But then he turns out to be just an absolute traitorous piece of garbage. A complete and total liar. By the way, here's a retort for Dan Crenshaw. I may not like it, but here's the fact. When you download TikTok or any app onto your phone, Facebook, anything, you sign an agreement and you agree to give your information to those companies. By the way. So, you know, maybe if you want to stop that, maybe you should think about a bill where you don't have to accept terms and conditions of a, you know, 30,000-word-long contract that has written into it that everything you do on the app is going to be sold to a third party. You sign over that every time you hit the terms and conditions. Now, I'm not in support of that. I don't think that's good. But that's what they do. So maybe you could write a bill that stops that from going on. But where is the bill that says that the U.S. government can spy on U.S. citizens? Oh, that's right. There's a Bill of Rights that says you can't. And Dan Crenshaw sits here and acts like it doesn't go on. No. The CIA and the FBI just extended a program that they can investigate anybody within 4 or 5 degrees, I forget what it was, of their person of interest. Do you know what that means? They signed a bill that the FBI can spy on everyone in America. So, of course the FBI spies on me. So now, anybody that contacts me, the FBI can spy on. And anybody that contacts the person that contacts me, the FBI can spy on. And anybody that contacts the person that contacts the person that contacts me, the FBI can spy on. And Dan Crenshaw says, well, we're not worried about that. Oh, the CIA, the U.S. government, the intelligence communities, they're not brainwashing the American people. They're not deceiving the American people. Oh, Russian collusion with Trump, fake news. Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, fake news. I mean, you can go on and on. Weapons of mass destruction, fake news. Babies in incubators, fake news. Dan Crenshaw is, I mean, that is just unreal. And he sits there smugly and arrogantly to the American people. Wow, Dan. You are really pathetic. What blackmail do they have on you, Dan? Or are you really that pathetic?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
These Haitian illegals coming in and joining all the other illegals, it's just asking for more violence and, ramping up for the activation date, whenever that could be, maybe after, crash of the dollar, I've heard some of your other guests talk about. And the whole circus and, these peanuts that they're throwing at us, all this negative, rape and violence, and it's all just meant to break our spirits and just, take us down a really detrimental road. And, on top of that, it's just, them giving phones, and it's really crazy what they're going to be letting into this country. And, we've all got to fight back and be ready, prepared. Brightion is releasing that new AI, and I'm so hopeful, about that for, getting out the information from all the great people, Tenpenny, and there's just so much information packed into that learn language model that it's not going to be stopped, and that's one of the ways that we can fight back against the tyranny and the destabilization that they're trying to, the replacement migration that's happening in front of our very eyes.
Well, the Democrats have done so much damage to themselves politically with this illegal immigration operation that if and when they steal elections in 2024, people are just not going to believe it, and they're just going to be outraged by it. So they've done so much damage, it's so obvious. They continue to lie about it, but the deal is done. It's sealed. Brian, thanks for the call. Let's go to Rick in Florida. Rick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, partner. Thanks for your call. I want to preface this just by saying Turbo Force is really good. I actually take it at night. I work night shift in ER, and it's been amazing. I started taking it a couple months back, and it's been very consistent.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah. Now, the point I want to make, you probably won't hear this opinion very often on your show. I am actually an immigrant, legal immigrant by that. I was born and raised in Venezuela, son of Spaniards and Italians. My family fought communism in Europe. They fought communism in South America. My father was made a political prisoner in Venezuela, and I had several kidnapping attempts as well. Hence the reason why I ended up in the U.S. And this country was, grateful enough to give me a chance to start life anew. I cherish these liberties, and I will defend them until my dying breath for me, for my daughters, for everybody's kids. The point I want to make is the following. As a Venezuelan legal immigrant, I get a lot of heckling from leftists that claim, oh, how can you be, pro-immigration control if you're an immigrant yourself? Well, the magical word in this sentence is the word legal. I followed due process. I filed out my paperwork. I waited, paid my dues, stayed a good citizen, had no criminal record, and I showed that I could adapt and bring something to society. Venezuelan migration, if I could break it down in three parts, the first part was the one that left the country as soon as Chavez came into power. They saw the writing on the wall, they left as soon as they could, about 25 years ago now. Second wave of migration, which is the wave that I consider myself part of, are the ones that stayed and fought and were not able to defeat the beast, but had sufficient means to leave the country. Some went to Europe, some came here. Most of us went to college, have high school degrees, are willing to work hard. The third wave, and this sounds horrible, but it is what it is this wave of people that most of them stayed there, and I don't know how to phrase this. It sounds awful, but these are the same folks that, we have to deal with back home. We know how to identify them. We know how they speak. We know how they talk. a Native American here, a Native American citizen, wouldn't be able to tell one of those migrants from me, if, you know, unless we spoke. I know how to tell them apart. I know what they are about. And if folks here think, you know, China and Ukraine and all this stuff is, you know, halfway across the world, let me remind you that Venezuela serves as a hub for Hezbollah, for Russia, and for the Chinese Communist Party. They actually have facilities and installations in military bases there. Hezbollah have training grounds on the westernmost side of the country. And they are given ID and passports, Venezuelan passports,
The worst of them are coming in. I mean, there's no doubt. Aside from the issues that you just mentioned, they're releasing the criminals. They're literally taking prisoners out of jail and sending them here. But I want to just pause real quick, because here's what's so frustrating. You call in as an immigrant. You shouldn't even have to say legal immigrant. You're an immigrant.
Right.
You call in as an immigrant, and you have to explain this. And this is the problem, is that we've been forced to dumb down our own rhetoric and dumb down the conversation, where you have to call in and or you have to explain to people the difference between illegal immigration and immigration. And it just shows how the whole conversation has been inverted. Being against illegal immigration is not being anti-immigrant. Being pro-illegal immigration is being anti-immigrant. And you see how they've inverted that conversation? And so now we have to defend ourselves, like, hey, we're not anti-immigrant, we're pro-legal immigration. I mean, it's like, that's what the left has done. That's what the left has done. They've dumbed down these conversations to such a low grade that now we have to take basic 2 + 2 = 4 and somehow form it into an articulate argument for our case. It's like a man can be a woman. A man can get pregnant. A child shouldn't be going to sex clubs for kids. I mean, this is the left has gone so low bar now that you have to explain the difference between a legal immigrant and an illegal immigrant. And it's really frustrating, Rick. I thank you for the call, but I got to take other callers. Let's go to Joe in Texas. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Joe, how are you?
Yes, hi, Joe.
So what I wanted to say this morning was that I wanted everybody to make sure they knew that we were on DEFCON 3 on the DEFCON scale, and I'm not sure that everybody knows that.
Was there some announcement made?
Say it again.
Was there an announcement made about this recently?
So there's an official website, and so you can go on. I found out maybe Thursday and kind of let my internal circle know. And so it gives an explanation of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're on 3. We've been on 3 at least since last week. 3 hasn't happened since 1962. And Russia backed off when we went to DEFCON 2 because we had aircraft in the air. And so that's when Russia actually backed off. So DEFCON 3 is everything is loaded, fueled, manned, ready to go for a 15-minute air flight response.
Well, and you know, unfortunately, our leadership is so psychotic. I feel like that's the real threat. But it goes both ways. You know, I mean, it's just like why the argument was made for us to nuke the Japanese imperialists, you know. And so... Oh, my goodness, Joe. Thank you for that call. By the way, I mean, that's the real stuff right there. Alex Jones, actually, the report he filed that we're going to be airing up at the bottom of this hour is on that exact thing. So, Joe, you were a little bit ahead of it there, but that's what Alex is going to be reporting on coming up in about 20 minutes.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Whistleblower warned family friend that he was not suicidal before he committed allegedly suicide. And so there is an investigation into this, the Boeing whistleblower. Something's going on in the airline industry. I think it's multifaceted with the diversity, equity, and inclusion stuff that's causing major issues, and then maybe even with some mechanical, technical stuff with Boeing. But the Boeing whistleblower was very clear to friends and family he was not suicidal. So most people are now thinking that that official narrative is a lie. Pregnant teacher collapses and dies at school weeks before giving birth. Just tragically dies out of nowhere, unexpectedly, dies suddenly. And the baby. but don't ask about the vax status, see? That's only for when we want to control your movements. But when somebody dies suddenly out of nowhere, cardiac arrest, don't ask about the vaccine status. Let's take another call, and let's go to Daryl in North Carolina. Daryl, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Owen. Just heard the last caller talk about we're at DEFCON 3, which is scary, and I thought you might want to know that our Vice President, Kamala Harris, she's taking it very seriously. Right now, she's having a round table talking about marijuana with the rapper Fat Joe.
Now, hold on. Now, hold on. Oh, with Fat Joe, I guess she's trying to get Fat Joe off of the Trump train because he bought those shoes. And you know what else Kamala Harris is up to, since we're talking Kamala? You know, she's also having a round table with RuPaul and drag queens to talk about how important dudes cross-dressing are.
And yesterday she hit the abortion clinic, so she's hit all the big Democratic talking points, abortion, marijuana, trans. And then also, I think...
How is Kamala Harris... Imagine that. Kamala Harris, who put thousands of people in jail for marijuana use, gave them extended sentences so she could use them for cheap labor, and then she's going to act like she's some sort of an ally to the weed community? I mean, give me a break.
Oh, I know. It's a joke. But, you know, she's got to get up there because, you know, old Joe, he's getting ready to pull his "I'm not healthy enough to be president anymore." So Kamala's got to be presidential for a couple of months before they get to that August convention where they can slide in Michelle Obama, because, you know, she doesn't want all the scrutiny. But I'm thinking it's going to be Kamala filling in for Joe, and then you can't go against Roger Stone, man. If he says it's Michelle Obama, I'm going to agree with him.
Yeah, and the only way they could get an arrogant bitch like Kamala Harris to step aside would be to promise her a Supreme Court justice seat. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Can you imagine a Judge Brown Jackson who doesn't know what a woman is, and then a Kamala Harris on the Supreme Court? I mean...
Right. And Owen, what I really want to talk to you about, I mean, Kamala's interesting, but, dude, you mentioned a couple days ago about Charles Barkley threatening to punch any black man that wears a Donald Trump shirt. And I'm really concerned about the black man that might dare to defy Sir Charles and wear a shirt, because he's serious. And if you want to know what I mean... Go back to 1997. There was a young man named Jorge Lugo who was in a bar in Orlando with Barkley and Drexler. They were all drinking Bud Light. This is the true story. And some ice got tossed near Barkley. Barkley walked over, picked up the 5'2", 110-pound Jorge Lugo and threw him through a plate glass window out of the bar. Nothing ever happened to Barkley about that. I just want all the black men to know he'll do the same to you if you wear a Trump shirt.
Well, he might not be as physically fit as he was there, and he probably won't have the legal defense of somebody, you know, throwing ice on him. That is probably why he was able to walk away from that. But he's probably all talk. But some of these guys, there's like these big bodybuilder dudes, and they're black, and they responded, and they put a picture of themselves in a Trump shirt and say, that, you know, come get me, Charles. It's just, you know, here's the thing. It's sad when you watch people just completely fall for political propaganda. You know, it makes them look really pathetic. And that's what Barkley has done in this instance. Thank you for the call, Daryl. By the way, you know, we got so much stuff here still that I'm not going to get to, because I want to take a couple more calls, and then we're going to cover the war issue with Alex Jones. There was a shooting on the Brooklyn subway. There's videos of this. I won't air it, but... there's videos of it. Guy gets shot in the head, killed on the Brooklyn subway. It's too bad. It's too bad that Daniel Penny was nowhere to be found. And, you know, maybe he could have stopped the psychotics from murdering people. But he's the bad guy for stopping the psychotics. So there's that. So now you get shot if you're on the Brooklyn subway. I guess Kathy Hochul bringing in the National Guard doesn't really help there. Yeah, there's the video of that. Advil... Advil claims that pain is racist. I'm not even kidding you. Advil claims that pain is racist. Maybe we'll cover that later. Let me take another call here. Let's go to Sean in Colorado. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we've got you.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Loud and clear. Sean, go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I just wanted to...
It's really nice that we got a great awakening, that's for sure. I mean, many people are waking up, but it's really frustrating, to say the least, to see so many people waking up on so many levels, but also falling for psyops. And this truther community, a.k.a. this resistance, is completely divided and distracted from what's getting ready to take place on this earth. So I'd like to talk about some psyops that are dividing the truther community. And one of those psyops, the major psyops, is the fact that people are making their own way up to salvation. If you're going anywhere else besides the blood atonement of Jesus Christ, you're lost. There's so many people that are saying things like, you know, Christ consciousness, or saying things like, you can't say the name Jesus Christ because that's not his name. These people just don't even know the gospel. And that's the biggest problem today, is we just don't hear the gospel. We don't hear salvation explained. And it's really the biggest problem, because these souls are damned to hell and we're supposed to be explaining how to get to heaven, which is by grace through faith and not of works. But there's many false gospels out there today. And there's a lot of people out there that also, they're confused about Israel. You know, they don't understand that biblical prophecy is being fulfilled right now as we speak. And so it's Israel, the real Jews are there in the land today. And so there's no doubt that, you know, these Jews are not supposed to be this holy people right now. They're supposed to be a people that ushers in an Antichrist. And so there's this huge misconception that, you know, there's nothing but fake Jews out there, like all Ashkenazi Jews or the fake Jews, the synagogue of Satan. Well, that's not true. There are some that are the synagogue of Satan, but there are also saved Ashkenazi Jews, and they are also just as much Jewish as the Sephardic and Mizrahi Jews. So they have every right to that land. But the problem is the fake Jews, the synagogue of Satan, they are the fake Jews because of who they worship. So it's not this whole conspiracy that all Ashkenazi Jews are all the synagogue of Satan. That's bull crap. They can repent just like any other human being. So people need to stop the anti-Semitism. They need to understand that this is all biblical prophecy being fulfilled. The Jews are lost right now, but they won't get right with Christ until midway through the tribulation, but we're not there yet. And also, the biggest psyop that we have is flat earth. That is a complete right now. And it is...
Wait, you got cut off. I don't think it's a break. You say it is flat or it's not?
No, it's not. This is the smokescreen to a hollow earth and a hollow moon. And that is what they want people fixated on, the shape of the earth, when you can't change it. But people really need to be concerned about what's actually going on inside the earth. And, you know...
What's inside the earth?
Actually change. Well, all we got to do is listen to the major whistleblowers like Bill Schneider, Admiral Byrd.
I need to know in 5 seconds.
Okay, well, I can't get it.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world has never been closer to nuclear war. Leaders are saying their populations have to get ready for national draft and direct confrontation, sending soldiers in to Ukraine to fight Russians. And now Macron and NATO have announced that they've loaded hydrogen bombs on fighter jets and stationed them on the border with Russia in NATO countries for full nuclear war. That's why we saw Putin come out and say, okay, we don't want nuclear war, but we are ready. Now, the real target is the West, Europe and the United States, Canada, and other nations that are under WEF globalist control. The people are rebelling against the open borders, against the carbon taxes, against all the tyranny. But if there is a wider, larger global war, perhaps even nuclear war, they'll be able to take full control of the West. This is such a dangerous time to be alive. And we need everyone to be talking to their congressmen, talking to their congresswomen. We need people in Europe to be protesting here. This is out of control. Soros and others brag that they overthrew the Ukrainian government 10 years ago, and the CIA's been in a proxy war with the Russians for 10 years, that the Russians were losing in Ukraine. That's why he officially invaded 2 years and 2 months ago. So pray for peace. Get politically active, because the world's never been in more danger. The globalists know that the end of their old political system and their old financial system is coming to an end, and they want the global cashless society in place right now. Follow all this critical information at InfoWars.com and right here on X at Real Alex Jones, and make this the number one issue, because it is absolutely the main threat to humanity right now on our planet today. And Macron's trying to repeat what Napoleon did 200 plus years ago by openly having military confrontation with Russia, which is insane.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Now, there will be more follow-up reports from Alex at band.video over the weekend and on his X account at Real Alex Jones. I want to follow up with some of that. Here's some of the headlines. NATO says fighter jets can carry nuclear weapons as tensions with Russia reach breaking point. And you have NATO basically running these graphics like, oh, here's what we'll do to you, Russia. And it's just like nuclear warfare raining down. Just completely disgusting. But it's like it goes both ways. And they have these nuclear submarines that carry nuclear payloads, too. So it's just total nuclear war. Who's gonna blink in this game of chicken? Can the sane minds prevail? We are at war, former UK spy chief. Britain is engaged in a gray war with Russia, but neither the authorities nor the public are taking the situation seriously enough. And, you know, this is kind of a larger point. And you don't want to be the warmonger, obviously, and you don't want to be the panic initiator. But it's like, part of the problem with Americans today is that they don't understand that we're at war. They don't understand that we're at war for the country right now. We're at war for the future. We're at war for our freedoms. I mean, let alone what's going on a geopolitical war front. But that's part of the goal, is you don't really announce you're in a war. You don't really announce to your enemy that you're trying to conquer them, because then if they realize they're at war or they're being conquered, well, then they kick into gear and the survival instincts And everything kicks in. And so we don't have that. People think everything's fine. They don't get it yet. Germany prepares to bring back the draft. Catastrophic report describes lack of weapons, ammo, and a rapidly aging armed forces. France mulls boots on the ground in Ukraine for months. Russia claims it has killed 6,000 foreign fighters in Ukraine, including 491 Americans. Now, of course, these are not in U.S. military uniform, independent contractors, if it's true. And that would be the case for all of them. You just hope saner minds can prevail. You hope cooler heads can prevail. But it's dangerous. It's dangerous. Much more dangerous than whatever they're telling you China's doing on TikTok. Promise you that. Promise you that. Let's take a couple more phone calls here. Let's go to Stewie in Illinois. Stewie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, man. I love you guys. Love your show. Love
Thank
your
you.
Crew. First thing I want to do is I want to give a holler at Turbo Force. I'm a long-haul trucker, man. I work 14 hours a day. Turbo Force, man, that helps me chew up them hours, get them miles. So I love it. Huge fan. Secondarily, you were talking about Crenshaw. Don't forget, he was a member of the Klaus Schwab Global Leaders School. So you know that guy's a piece of crap right out the gate. So, I mean, whatever he does shouldn't be startling. But, like, thirdly, and the main reason I called, man, is, like, the migrant invasion. That's not just happening in the cities, man. That's happening in the small little cornfield towns. Like, I live in a small little cornfield town. We ain't got nothing but a gas station and a McNasty. And my apartment building just got bought by a new guy. Some people moved out. Three apartments of the six apartments in the building just got filled with illegal immigrants. And I know they're illegal because they ain't got no furniture. One guy introduced himself over Google Translate. He speaks no English. Man, so I just want to say it's coming. And
yeah, there was a story, I forget where it was, it might have been Montana, but it was a small town, small population, and now there are more illegal immigrants living in the town than there were residents, American citizens living in that town. What small town in Illinois are you from? Are you even near Chicago or what?
I'm about an hour south of Chicago, a little town called Piatone. You don't ever hear about it unless a tornado comes through. And, well, I guess, man, like, what can we do? You know what I mean? Like, I could say something to the landlord, but the landlord doesn't care because he jacked the rent up to get the people out anyway.
Yeah, and he's getting guaranteed. He's getting guaranteed renters now.
Yeah, and it's like as soon as I mean, we're not going to be there for much longer. But you know,
well, look, there is no simple answer. I mean, you're going to have to answer the question for yourself. I mean, get away. I mean, you know, run for the hills. I don't know. Get as far away from Democrats as you can. I mean, look. Who knows the types of people they're bringing in that are illegal immigrants into your building? You know, I mean, how do you know?
That's exactly it. Like, the dudes, they speak no English. They introduce themselves to Google Translate. They see my Trump sticker in the window. They ran away, haven't talked to me since, which I guess is fine. I don't want to be having conversations over Google Translate anyway. That's a pain in the ass. Yeah, man, I don't know. It's coming, man. It's coming for everybody, and it's coming everywhere. It's not just the city. It's the nothing town that, you know, you move to get away from the city.
Well, they're pouring in by the tens of millions at this point, so they're going to end up everywhere. I mean, that's the goal. This is an invasion. It's Biden's border invasion. And the renters, or rather the landlords or the hotel owners, like, they love it because they're getting guaranteed income now. Guaranteed income. They don't have to fight for it. They don't have to worry about it. And so, unfortunately, they go along for the ride, not realizing what they're doing. Stewie, thank you for the call. Thank you for that product plug as well. TurboForce, InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go to JD in South Carolina. JD, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. I lost the feed there.
We got you.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Just want to say, first-time caller, big fan. Thank you to InfoWars and everything that y'all do. Currently wearing my Route 1776 shirt with some Survival Shield X3 ready to be purchased in my cart right now. My main question, before you started taking phone calls, it was, I believe, actually fortuitous. You started speaking about the Fannie case. My question is, now that she's allowed to stay on the Trump case, what do you think that looks like for Trump? Is there more of a concern of him being actually thrown in jail, or?
I don't know. Throwing him in jail might be a little aggressive. I think it's pretty clear that this is a rigged case. They're going to get a result. The judge and the attorney are obviously in cahoots. The judge donated to the attorney's campaign, and now the judge has bailed the attorney out that he admitted was a liar in the courtroom. So obviously the whole thing is rigged against Trump. Now, it's going to go to appeals. I doubt they hold him during that. So I would say no, they're not going to put him away because it's going to go to the appeals. And I don't know how he doesn't win an appeal when you have so much issue when it comes to the judge and the attorney and them lying and fleecing one another's campaigns. So I would say even though it's bad news for justice, it's probably good news for Trump because it's going to delay the case.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.